Hello, hello, Sugar World, and welcome back to another episode of the Sweet Success series on The Sugar Show. I am really excited for you to meet our next guest who is rocking it. Even though 2020 has had its challenges, she's making things happen. Check it out. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of The Sugar Show. We go live for these sugar success stories because, as you can see, you need to see our beautiful guest. And I want you to be just inspired by these episodes because, oh my gosh, it has been a crazy year and we need some inspiration from those of us that are around the country and around the world that are killing it in this industry. Okay, by the way, for those of you, look at my dog. He's in the back laying with his legs. He's listening to Portia. He is just going to have a moment. So, Miss Portia Copeland, welcome to the Sugar Show Live.
Thanks for having me.
It's fun. We finally got to you. It's Mabel has, you are with Tapira, and Mabel has been telling me for a long time all that, oh my gosh, you have got to talk to Portia. She is something else. You have got to talk to Portia. And we have just been so busy. I told her, I've been remiss. I have not had a chance to interview you. And so here we are live. And again, this is all about inspiration and making sure that estheticians everywhere, if they're on the fence and they don't know what to do, or they're practicing, and they just feel like they're just not going to get it. Portia and I have been there.
Yes.
Okay. So, Portia, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, you have Lux Beauty Bar and Spa. Where is that located?
Downtown Hartsville, South Carolina. So not far from two major cities, Florence and about an hour away from Columbia.
Okay. All right. South Carolina. Are you getting hurricanes and such out there right now?
Well, no, not yet. We probably get some rain off of it, but not okay. Projecting to come this way.
Okay. So you get the weather, you get the humidity, you get the hot, you get the cold, you get it all. So you know how to work that paste for sure, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So let's start in the very beginning of baby young Portia. And how did you even start to want to be an esthetician?
Birth control. I had problems with my skin as an adult. And it took me clearing it up on my own after going to doctors and dermatologists and, you know, me doing research. And after I cleared it up, I took that leap of faith and left my career of 10 years in finance and decided to go back to school after 30. So just taking that leap of faith.
That's a humbling experience to be 30 years old. You have a corporate life. I did as well. Yes. And you walk back into beauty school and your friends are looking at you like, beauty school? What are you talking about, beauty school? And you walk in and there's a bunch of young girls in there and you're thinking, yeah. Oh man, did I make the right choice?
Yeah. Luckily, I wasn't the oldest person in my class, but you know, it definitely is different going at 18 and then at 30.
You felt like the mama hen helping the other girls study and helping them be patient, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're in school. You're in South Carolina at the time. You've always been in South Carolina?
Yes, always in South Carolina.
Okay. So you're in school in South Carolina. And how did you hear about sugaring? How did you get introduced to sugar?
Tapira sugar was actually the sugar that we was trained with them at school at the time. And I didn't know much about sugar until I was researching esthetician and the different things that esthetician do with lashes and skincare and hair removal. So I originally went going thinking I'm going to be this just the facial girl, got to school and fell in love with hair removal, especially sugar. So that was my love for sugar from coming in. I actually wasn't the best sugarist in school. I was a slow flicker.
Nobody likes a slow flicker. We just talked about that.
So it took me just keep practicing with it. Right after school, within a month, Mabel taught a Brazilian boot camp class. So I went, got that hands-on practice, different tips and tricks, and it was all upward hill since then. So
Well, and it does take some time. And so what is your advice to someone who's literally just picked up that sugar ball and is like, I can't keep it in my fingers. I'm slow. I don't get it. What's your advice to them?
Keep practicing. It can be a number of things that can affect your sugar ball, the temperature. Are you overworking it so fast? The body parts you're working it in, you know, it's just keep on practicing with it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, okay. So you learn in school, you're doing your facials, you're trying to get your flick faster, and you graduate from school. And then what was the first job that you got straight out of school?
We did this little project right at the end of school where you had to go out to maybe three different businesses. Maybe somebody solo or spa, just getting it, had a questionnaire on it about their working environment, the pay, vacation, education. So I knew at my age, I always wanted to be my own boss. Working for somebody for so long, I went straight into being a solo esthetician. I started in a hair salon. And in that salon, it was set up as different individual suites. So I had my own suite at the back. I went straight from beauty school and built up my clientele. So I'm recently just expanded my business into a storefront, branded about 2 months ago.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you.
In the midst of COVID too. You go, girl.
COVID. Right after I came back, the governor gave us the clearance. 2 weeks later, I found this bigger space and it's been amazing and I'm thankful for it.
God is good. I'm telling you, the blessings that have come out of the ashes, it's like this phoenix rising. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some folks like us, we haven't been able to still open yet. But for those of you that were able to open, just so many people saw opportunities. And on that note, I will share with the audience that what I'm finding from people is that if you just hang in there, some people have had to close their businesses. Some people are wondering if they should. They feel like it's hard times. And for those that hung in there, real blessings came from it too. Blessings came from closing because some people needed to. But really blessings came, and it sounds like they came for you.
They did. But COVID definitely was an eye-opener. I think as spa owners, beauty industry, we're going to take some of these things that we've been going through and always implemented in our rooms. We always was big on sanitation and cleaning, but just taking extra time to sanitize the room, everything that the client possibly touch, even the PPE that we're wearing now. We're just going to take some of these things and just implement it in our lives. And I love taking temperatures. I think I get a sense of security as well as our clients coming in, like, you know. So I just think some things we're definitely going to be different post-COVID when this is years in our past.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so you're in the hair salon, you're outgrowing your room, and how did you know? First of all, let's back up. How long ago did you graduate from school?
I just graduated a year and a half ago.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So in a year and a half, that's fantastic. Yeah. So a year and a half, you come out and you're like, I'm going to be my own boss. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's not that easy in the very, very beginning. So we don't let people think it's just like, oh, I'll just open my own business, right? It's hard work.
Hard work and dedication. And just being solo, period, you're doing the services, the cleaning, the appointments is, you know, you can't practice and preach self-care if you're not in incorporating your own life. So it's a lot of work being a solo provider.
Yeah, for sure. So you go for about a year, you're building your practice. And would you say you started out, do you do facials as well or just sugar?
About 40% of my business is facials and the other 60% is hair removal.
Okay. And have you found, because I know I have, that the sugar really kind of keeps the clients consistent, and then you can add on the facials, you know, like once a month, once a season, whatever you do.
That's true. That's so true. Sugar is my moneymaker. You know, I convert people to other services, but they're initially coming in for hair removal.
Yeah, know? For sure. And I think that's key. We talked a long time about sugar being the gateway. Yeah. So sugar is the thing they come in. They might try your brows with you, or they might try, you know, doing a bikini or arms or something. And then you've got them and you can sell them product and you can do facials. And it really is. Have you been able to do facials since you've been back?
Yes, ma'am. I've been able to do facials, and I definitely, we always tell us in school about retailing and recommending products, but retail has definitely been the key since COVID started.
Oh, for sure.
But some things in school, they stick, but they don't stick until you end up in your treatment room using it. But definitely the retail was key, and rebooking was another key. Like 99% of my clients rebook. So they don't have to worry about going on there on the website trying to fight and get an appointment. It's just that's been the key to retail. I mean, rebooking. They preach that at school. You hear it goes in one ear and out the other, but when you're in your treatment room, you see it, realize the importance of it.
Well, and there's something to be said for, you know, knowing that next month your books are already filling. Yeah. And kudos to you, because in your first year, I mean, people are fighting for appointments. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's definitely a blessing, but it's not one I take lightly. I appreciate my clients, and I'm big on customer service and being professional. And, you know, I think people, when they come to somewhere and they got an appointment time, they're ready. You're going to be there waiting on them, ready to start. And, you know, so I value my clients.
Yeah, for sure. So you get to a place where you just are maxing out that one treatment room, right? At what point did you say, okay, I'm ready to expand to a storefront?
I think just the timing just felt right. The timing just felt right. I never just wanted to rush it. I just wanted to kind of really get in there and grow my clientele. But when you realize, like, at times you're busting at the seam or you so booked out in advance, that's the telltale sign you need to expand a little.
Yeah. So tell us.
I still am a solo provider as esthetician, but I do work close with a massage therapist.
Okay. So,
we do a lot of packages together as well, with facials and massages as well.
Okay. So Lux Beauty Bar and Spa is your kind of the beauty bar part and the massage facial side is kind of the spa part. Is it just the two of you?
Yes, ma'am. Just the two of us.
Okay. All right. Do you have room to expand? Because it sounds like
I need to some days, but not quite ready there yet. Some days I feel like maybe I should bring in another esthetician, but we could kind of just wait to see how everything goes towards the end of the year and see what the new year brings.
Yeah. And you know what? Let's talk about that, because I don't know that everyone necessarily needs to bring on more people, right? Yeah. I think if you work with your clientele that you have, what a smart choice for you to bring on somebody complimentary, right? She does massage. We all need massage right now. So, you know, and your clients, you know, what a nice compliment to you and what you do. But to really just say, okay, I'm going to work on the clientele that I have. I'm going to maximize their customer experience, and the blessings and the money will roll from that. You don't necessarily have to bring on more people, more personalities. You know, you just have to work smarter with what you have.
That's so true.
Yeah. So, okay. So you you're full of sugar. You do some facials, you're doing some retail. How do people find you now? Because in the beginning, they kind of found you by, you know, you were in the hair salon, and I'm sure you went out and introduced yourself to people out in the lobby and right. But how do they find you now?
Social media. Social media definitely is key. People always looking for recommendations. So your business is tagged, your personal name is tagged. So being active on social media, Facebook and Instagram. And also Google. Everybody's not on social media. Mm-hmm. So working Google now has been a big help as well.
I had a lady the other day. She's like, oh, I found you on the Google. Yeah. The Google. Yeah. Just go to the Google. Yeah,
like it's a store.
Yeah. And I'm sure that your clients tell other clients, oh man, you got a sugar for sure. Have you ever waxed in your Lux?
I do carry a wax as well. I pull it out maybe once a month. I'm going to talk to my clients and sell them on the benefit of sugar. It's all natural, better for your skin, the brightening effects. The temperature, you don't have to play, none of that comes into effect. So I normally, if someone comes in for sugar, request for a wax, they normally leave out with the sugar in, because I'm going to say, if it's a sugar, and it's all, I hate to say sugar as a trend, but it's all about educating clients and potential clients on the benefit of sugar as well.
Yeah. I think we're just talking about it more. I think in the beginning it used to just be, you know, if you, I mean, cause people have been sugaring for 20 years here in the US and longer, you know, and for centuries, right, in the globe. But I think people now are kind of, you know, with social media, they're able to see it and ask for it. And I think that's key right now, is that people are asking for sugar. Do they call you and say, oh, hey, I heard you sugar?
Yeah. And they say, I heard the benefits of sugar. I heard you sugar. I was referred to for the sugaring. So it's definitely not a trend, because it's so much more beneficial. And they're telling their friends, I used to get waxed, but now I sugar and I will never go back to the wax, you know?
Okay, so now your experience is you're in it for a year and a half. You've been sugaring like a crazy fool. And are you finding that there's new tips and tricks that you're kind of always learning along the way, that you're like, oh man, I didn't know to do it that way?
Yes, I do think Facebook has been a big help, far as in a different group, the sugaring group, the superior sugar group I am, and just reading through the comments, or when somebody posts a question and you see all these ladies with years of experience telling them little tips and tricks. So I'm definitely big on education. I'm definitely big on education. So I love to invest in myself and learning more things, but the group has been very helpful.
Yeah, good. Well, you're very lucky that you're close to Mabel too, because not everybody gets that that blessing, because she is a blessing in our industry for sure.
Wonderful.
For sure. For sure. Any parting advice that you have for anyone that's holding on to that sugar ball and they just can't keep it on the tips of their fingers, and they're like, I don't know if sugar's for me. Any advice for them?
Call up family members, call up friends, and keep practicing. Go back through some of the old groups and look up the videos, the tips. Just keep practicing and make sure you're using the right pace at the time and taking in the temperature. Your room may be too warm. Just keep practicing. It definitely will come. I was not the best sugarist in school, but I was determined to get it down pat. So, and it's definitely been a blessing after I did.
I love that. I love that. And Portia, you know, I love that you are an inspiration to other people, not only from Tapira, but here in our sugar world and the beauty industry. It is truly inspiring that you've only been doing this for a year and a half. I'm sure your finance background has helped you, because you've been able to, it's not just about technique, it's about being smart in business. Let's talk about your business for a moment. What was coming out of school and now in your last year and a half of being, you know, at the beauty bar, what do you think are the business skills that you were surprised that, like, you needed, or that you really, even on the other side, helped you the most?
Just being organized and running the back office, you know, ordering retail, coming to a budget on how much to spend for products and back office and payroll. Just you have to invest in that back office end as well. Mm-hmm. You need help on getting the right tools to help you run that back end office successfully. And I listen to a lot of podcasts. I normally start my morning off with the podcast. So there are a lot of them for spa marketing. And it talks about so much stuff on the backside of our business as well. So that's very key too.
Yeah. I'm going to put this at the bottom, because, you know, we got our little Sugar Show podcast, which you are going to be on now. So for those of you that are looking for a sugar podcast, we have one. It is the Sugar Show. And we would love for you to listen to that too. But I know that there are so many marketing. We bring on guests all the time. And Daniela Warner has a great podcast. Various others have great podcasts that can help you with your business. And who do you use for do you do an online booking service?
Yes, ma'am. All my appointments are booked online. And I actually use Square.
Okay.
Booking, and I have my website with Wix.
Okay, great. And then how often would you say that you are putting time into social media?
I listened to a podcast not too long ago, and they talked about the importance of time blocking. And that was one of the areas I needed to actually go in, schedule marketing, scheduling back office, scheduling products restock, and even scheduling send out emails to check on your clients that purchase products that, you know, so it just took me just having to go in and learn how to run my business on the backside to be more successful.
Yeah. That's a great, great point. So time blocks are really critical. And what she's talking about, for those of you that are like, time blocks, what is that? It's one thing to jam out 8 hours of sugar, right? Mm-hmm. But A, you'll be exhausted. And B, if you haven't scheduled in the time to do your social media, do your back end, pay your bills, things like that, you'll be working 7 days a week.
Yep, that's so true. Yep.
Because we could be badass lady bosses all we like, but we will be exhausted if we don't schedule time for us and time for our business. Opening the mail even takes, you know, a time block.
Yep, and shipping off products and just everything. So it's definitely been a very help. Just actually making the time to do these other little side things that's important in running a business.
Yeah, for sure. What a great, great point. I am so proud of you. I am so glad that we had a chance to meet you. And Mabel is right. You are a dynamo, man. I can't wait to see you in the next shoot. You went so fast in a year and a half. I should say in a year and a half, we should redo this and see where you're at. And even 5 years from now. But it really is a testament to your hard work because it is not easy. It is a testament to your perseverance because it is been the most challenging year of everyone's life. And do you have children, Portia?
Yeah, I do. I have one son. He's 11. And on top of that, we're doing virtual schooling. So.
I was just going to say, are you balancing this virtual school? Oh, girl.
He's a good student. He's definitely very self-motivated, so he can easily get in there and don't have to be babysat and told what to do. So that's been a big help. But 2020 has been a year.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree if he's got a great example in his mama and he is seeing that hard work is going to pay off. So great for you, mama. All right, my girls. It was so nice to meet you, Portia. And for those of you that are looking for a little, you're welcome. And for those of you that are looking for a little inspiration, we're always here with your success stories. You can always get into that Tapir group if you're someone who's used the Tapir paste. And oh, by the way, how do you like the new formula?
I haven't gotten it yet. I've been checking my mail every day.
I'm sure it is on its way. It's really a great, she just adjusted a few things in the recipe and it really is a great paste. It was a great paste before and it's a beautiful paste still. So have a beautiful day. Continue to be blessed. And I look forward to hearing more success out of you, Miss Portia. And if you ever have any questions, please feel free to jump into the Love to Sugar community and answer some of the questions and ask questions because it's all about us working together and being a part of this journey for each other.
Thank you. I definitely will.
Okay, great. Have a great day, everyone. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Cheers to your sweet success. Hello, beauty professionals and sugar professionals. This is Shannon, your sugar mama. I am really, really proud of this community and how hard everyone works all the time. And I want you to all know that there's so much education out there for all of you. And if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure if you want a sugar, you want to just kind of see what the sugar thing is all about, we have a free Facebook group. We also, if you're ready to start sugaring, we have our basic certification course. And if you're an advanced sugar pro and you really got it all down, just need help with your business, maybe your technique, maybe some ideas, maybe some encouragement, we have the Sugar Tribe for you as well. So check any of the links in our show notes. They're pretty specific on all of the things that we have to offer as well. You can always go to our website, love2andsugar.com. Everything you need to know is there, from podcast episodes to a directory of sugaring professionals to information, advanced knowledge library. There's so much on there. So I look forward to meeting you at some point in the future. But until then, here are all the things that you can do to get yourself involved with sugar.